The country has lost one of its strongest voices. Daniel Patrick Moynihan died yesterday at the age of 76. The four-term U.S. Senator from New York had an amazing career as a legislator, a diplomat, a participant in Democratic and Republican administrations, a scholar, and an author. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Moynihan ended his tenure in the Senate as a highly respected figure, but he was controversial early in his public service career.
Well, he wrote something that has come to be called the Moynihan Report about the state of the black family, and talked about the single mother households and the high rate of illegitimacy. At the time, people said he was blaming the victim. Democrats distrusted him because he served in the Nixon administration and the Ford administration. But in fact, the family was a lifetime concern of his. In the Nixon administration, he convinced the president to try to push for something called a family allowance, to try to give every family enough money to live on. And at the very end of his career, he was much against the welfare reform bill, feeling that it was breaking a trust between the federal government and every child in America. And as he was leaving the Senate, in an interview when he was asked what the biggest changes had been in the 40 years that he had been there, he didn't say the technological revolution or the fall of the Soviet Union or any of those things. He talked about family structure and the rise of illegitimacy. It was a lifetime concern among his many, many myriad concerns.
We coined the term benign neglect, and liberals hated that.
They did hate that, and of course it was taken completely out of context. He was saying to tone down the rhetoric, but it came to be seen as neglecting the concerns of black Americans.
He always surprised anyone trying to put him into a partisan or ideological box. He was staunchly anti-communist, but never fearful of the Soviet Union.
Well, he was at one point fearful of the Soviet Union, but then he started to pay attention to what was going on there and predicted its demise long before it happened. I remember when Bob Gates was being confirmed for head of the CIA, Moynihan grilling him, saying the CIA was saying the Soviet Union was the greatest economic power on earth, and here it's crumbling, falling apart. Why should we trust anything that the CIA says? And eventually came out for abolishing it. But before that, the neoconservatives had thought he was one of their own, that he had been in the UN as the ambassador, and he was not mincing about American power. But then he was very critical of the Reagan administration on both domestic and foreign policy. The Democrats liked that, but he was critical of Democrats, too. He always said that the first dollar of any federal program didn't go to the person who was supposed to receive it, but to a bureaucrat in the government, and that person was likely to be a Democrat.
There have been stories about Moynihan arguing that even though he was a great intellect, he wasn't a great senator.
Well, I remember having a conversation with a Democratic leader one time saying Moynihan was negative, not positive, and he had famous fights with the Clinton White House. But those people really didn't understand the role that Senator Moynihan had played over many years. First of all, he did play a very practical role in many ways. He and Senator Robert Dole saved Social Security at one point when it looked like it was going to go under, and he convinced Claude Pepper to go with the changes. But he was a thinker in the Senate, and the Senate needs those. Now, it's hard for those thinkers to get elected. He depended on his wife, Liz Moynihan, for that.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.